Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future. Because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts. So I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to That UFO Podcast. Andy here, and this is a short interview that I've just recorded on Tuesday the 25th of November with Representative Eric Burleson. He is a congressman representative for Missouri in the United States, and he's talking to me about the Age of Disclosure documentary, David Grush, his work with the task force currently, and a whole lot more in a very short time. Thanks for checking this one out. I'll hand you over to the interview now. Welcome to the podcast, Congressman Eric Burleson. Congressman, welcome.
Good to be on.
Thank you very much for returning your second appearance on the podcast. It's been a huge week for the UAP topic, especially in Washington. We've had the big topic right now is the Age of Disclosure documentary, which you're very familiar with. And I wonder, from your perspective, what is the documentary aiming to accomplish that hasn't already been done behind the scenes by people like yourself or through congressional efforts?
You know, it's a great documentary. It's very well done. It's the highest possible caliber of quality. I mean, they even did the soundtrack to the film was recorded by a live symphony orchestra, if that gives you an idea. It's truly an Oscar-worthy performance. But what the real gravity of the documentary is the testimony. So you have people like Marco Rubio and James Clapper, you know, people that were at some of the highest levels of intelligence, and the fact that they're saying these things is really remarkable. I would say watching the movie, there's not anything that I haven't heard before, but it was who you're hearing it from. And the fact that you had Rubio making so many bombshell statements is very compelling.
Do you feel that's going to get through to, let's just say, the American public, not a worldwide audience, that the gravity of the individual speaking is so important? Because I think there are limitations. It's often discussed the price point, the platform it's on. You knock away audience after audience percentages as you go down those roads. So do you think the audience that it's going to reach, it's going to have the impact that people hope it has?
I certainly hope so. The fact that it's on Amazon, it's being brought into the mainstream. I think that it's getting a lot more attention. The producer, Dan Farah, is giving a lot of interviews. So he's the media attention is really robust. So that's encouraging. I hope that a lot of people watch the documentary. And then really Thanksgiving is a great time for people to sit down and talk about, you know, what's going on. And hopefully this is something that people will bring up this documentary, share it with their family, encourage people to watch it, and then ultimately encourage people to reach out to their U.S. senator or representative to take action. And the action that I'm working on is passing the UAP Disclosure Act. And so we've had a very difficult time getting that put forward, but I've been able to get, maybe a last ditch Hail Mary effort right now between now and the end of the Thanksgiving break. We may have an opportunity to get that added to the National Defense Authorization Act. Chairman Mike Rogers told me that if I could pull it off and get everybody, all the four corners, to approve, then he would put it into the bill. So did Senator Wicker. So we're doing everything we can to try to get those remaining, it's going to have to be the House ranking member of House Armed Services, the House chairman, the Republican, and the minority leader of that committee, the House Intelligence Chairman, and the ranking member in the House. I believe we have to get Homeland Security, the ranking member, and that chairman. And on the Senate side, those committees are, we have to get the senators and the ranking members as well. So it's a lot of names that we have to compile and put together in order to get it approved to be put on the bill. But that's what we're doing. This last few days, I've been scrambling to have phone calls with these individuals and to plead with them to put it on the bill.
How hopeful are you that that'll be fruitful?
I would give it right now, if you had asked me last week, whenever I first was given the opportunity, I would have thought it would have been, probably a 5% chance. Now I'm going to give it a 25% chance. So the fact that Senator Wicker is open to it, that's a big portion of it. And so we're checking down the list and we're getting approvals.
That's good to hear, and I wish you the best of luck with that. A lot of folks have a lot riding on it. I want to ask you mentioned Dan Farah, the producer of The Age of Disclosure. He was on the Joe Rogan show, and they hinted that President Trump may be considering a major announcement by the end of the year, something along the lines of, we are not alone. From where you sit, how credible or realistic is that possibility?
Trump is the disclosure president. I mean, he's been releasing the JFK files, the assassination files on MLK. He's been very open about releasing the information about the assassination of RFK as well. And there's a lot of remarkable information that's being released. And despite the news, he has been extremely responsive to oversight's requests, unlike his predecessor, Joe Biden, who never responded to oversight requests for documents. Trump has never really turned us down. So on the Epstein files. So we are getting all these, we've received tens of thousands of Epstein documents and we released 65,000 pages of documents just through the oversight committee in that process. So Trump is really the disclosure president. I think that the game changer, and I think Dan Farah is right, is that the moment that a president of the United States steps to the podium and makes that declaratory statement that we have evidence that we are not alone will be probably one of the most defining moments in world history. And so I think Trump is the right person to do that.
It absolutely would be probably the defining statement of humanity. A colleague of yours and friend, potentially, at this point, David Grush, has just been interviewed on Fox News. He's been working as a consultant with the House Secrets Task Force. Could you just briefly...
To correct that on Fox News, he's not a consultant for the task force. He's a consultant for me. So he is my staff and can only consult me.
Apologies on that.
It's not your fault. Well, a lot of people get that wrong.
Yeah, I got it off Fox, so we'll blame them. Can you just share for me very briefly, what does that role look like and what progress has been made specifically with him and being involved?
Yeah, David has really been extremely helpful in navigating the intelligence community. That entire landscape is very, very complicated. It's like learning a foreign language. It's absolutely convoluted and difficult to navigate. And that's where Grush has really shined for us in this process.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
I think a lot of folks would think David Grush knows a lot that he can't say. How close are we to getting David Grush back into to skiffs that we've heard there have been massive issues getting clearances put back in? Is David Grush able to speak freely now in skiffs to the people that he needs to speak to?
He can speak at the top secret level. He can't speak at the TSSCI level, but that is something that we were able to gather a lot of information at the top secret level. And myself and Anna Polina Luna have been in a briefing with him at that level. And then I think that now she would like to have a briefing, the same briefing given to a larger group of people. In addition, we've been in a briefing with the FBI. Hopefully we'll be able to get more members into that briefing the next time it's done. So all of this is just gaining momentum and getting more people to pay attention to this topic.
You gave a statement in the New York Times recently where you said you've had enough of hearings and what we need now are receipts. You mentioned in private conversations you've been given enough information to know they exist, the receipts that is, but that you still don't have access. Can you expand on what you mean and what's preventing members of Congress from still seeing this firsthand?
Yeah, because, I mean, we have to get permission. So that's one of the assets that David Grush has provided, and along with other testimonies that we've had in other conversations. I've been given names of locations to go see. I've been given, you know, specific videos to be looking for and requesting. But to be able to have access to those facilities, and that it's going to have to take approval from, and we have to get a lot of approval. In fact, that process that I'm going through right now, where I'm getting all of the chairman and the ranking members of the those committees to have to approve just the bill going on to the NDAA, I have to get that approval for any kind of exposure or the ability to see or visit a site from all of the parties interested, chairman and ranking members. And so it makes the process really convoluted and difficult. And oftentimes in that process, we don't know who's saying no. So we send it into a black box, and then somebody can anonymously decline. And then we have to go about the process of trying to back channel and figure out who was the person, the culprit that declined.
You represent the Show Me State, Missouri. The public sentiment right now with this topic mirrors that identity. People want to be shown more, not just told. Is more evidence coming? And do you believe the public are any closer to getting access to anything definitive?
You know, I think we have followed a lot of rabbit trails. At this point in time, many of them have ended in dead ends. But it doesn't mean that we're going to stop looking, and that we'll continue the process. I'm open to people sending us information, new threads to pull, new reports. And so that's right now, I think we're at a crossroads because we've really kind of had hearings, and the people that are going to come forward and talk have come forward. There's a handful of people that would like to come forward, but I'm not sure that what value they'll bring to any additional value that we've already gotten. So, and at some point the committee has to move on to some of the different topics. We still haven't had a hearing on the Martin Luther King Jr. assassination or the RFK assassination, to give you an example, or Epstein. So the committee has to kind of, we've been given a broader task than just UAPs. We can't focus all of it on that. But that being said, what I'm focused on is kind of following these trails behind the scenes and seeing if we can't come up with some further evidence. And if we get enough evidence, then we'll probably post up a hearing.
Just on that, it seems a difficult topic to move on from, and it was a difficult remit you were given with the timescales given to the task force as well, to move on from UAP, because an allotted time is kind of up and you have to move on to specific assassinations or the Epstein. Not that there aren't important historical facts and mysteries and whatnot that people deserve to know, but the question of are we alone in the universe is potentially at stake of being answered here. How do you feel about having to potentially move on from that and allocate resources elsewhere?
You know, at some point, if we don't come up with anything, there's going to have to be a point in which you just kind of call it and then kind of put it on the shelf, let somebody else who's got a fresh eye and a fresh, you know, perspective to be able to pick it up and move on. And so, I mean, you see that happen all the time in investigations where a case goes cold and then eventually with new technology or new insights, you're able to pick it up and move forward. So right now, I think we're just going to push to the end of the deadline that we've got and then utilize whatever time that we've been given and continue in that process. And hopefully we'll be able to be successful.
And I just want to finish off asking you about your personal journey, Congressman, because you seem to have really taken this by the horns. You've not only got involved in the UAP conversation at the levels we see publicly, you've travelled to Peru, for example, to visit the alleged mummies, those bodies.
Yeah.
And I wonder, what are your thoughts on that situation? How has it changed your overall thoughts around the UAP issue?
So it's been interesting. I'll follow any breadcrumb and follow any kind of opportunity. I'm not definitively in the belief that what I saw was truly alien, that I'm waiting for the test results to come back. We've gotten some interesting test results from the Buga sphere that I witnessed some scientists take samples of, but at the end of the day, it's not definitive to me that that is created by non-human intelligence. It very well could be. I'm not going to jump to that conclusion.
And just a final word from you to the audience, people listening and watching around the world and in the United States, of course. What are your hopes for this issue in the short, medium, and long term?
Yeah, my hope is that a week from now, whenever we go back into session, that the NDAA bill that we're getting ready to pass will have the UAP Disclosure Act embedded in that bill. That is my immediate goal. Outside of that, we're trying to, and I'm communicating with the White House to encourage the president to issue an executive order very similar to what he issued on the JFK files and others related to the UAP topic. That is something that I think is a possibility. And if Trump world, you know, recognizes that the public wants this, I think that that may come to be more of a priority and put something on his plate. Right now, I don't think it's top of mind for him, and that's fine. He's got a lot of irons in the fire. He's got, the war in Russia and Ukraine to resolve. He's got the affordability crisis to deal with in America and a lot of other things. And so, he's got a lot of things on his plate. This is not exactly a top priority, but I think that it doesn't mean that he can't dedicate a little bit of time, or his staff dedicated some time, to do an executive order. And so that's what I'm hoping, that there's enough that the public will demand something, especially from this documentary. Hopefully people will watch it, and then the outcry will be enough that action is taken.
Excellent. Well, Congressman Burleson, thank you so much for your work in this topic, and thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Anytime.
That's all for this episode of That UFO Podcast. Thank you so much for listening and watching. If you enjoyed the show, please follow, subscribe, and leave a rating or review wherever you get your podcast. It really helps others find the show. If you're watching on YouTube, hit like, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you don't miss future episodes. You can also support the show directly and get early access, ad-free episodes, and bonus content on Patreon or by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube memberships. All the links are over at thatufopodcast.com or in the show description below, along with merchandise and more. Don't forget, you can also pick up a copy of my book, Atlas of Unidentified Flying Objects, available now in all good bookstores and through online retailers, including Amazon. Big thank you again to all of you for listening and tuning in. Until next time, keep looking up. You never know what you might see.
It wasn't a tic-tac and not quite a saucer, more like a hubcap designed by Chaucer. A little baroque and quite steampunk, like Alice was playing bass for the Parliament of Funk. The little fucker hovered right outside of my window, and when I shoved out the screen, he made it an issue. I don't think he expected me to see his ass, but I'd had some champagne and smoked a little grass.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.